Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, already today, you've heard our lively open the Chief Travel Leader conversation, airport security talk, RJ with the open road last segment. And yes, I agree with what he said. We do all love Hawaii. Now, well, here comes the destination spotlight, folks, on America's 50th state. And this portion of the program is sponsored by GoColette.com.
If you love to travel like we do, but you don't like all that travel planning, well, we say go guided with Colette since 1918. They've been seeking out the best restaurants, activities, and cultural experiences so you get to delight in your destination without all that stress of making all those travel plans.
Head to GoColette.com to book your travels and go discover the people, places, and cultures that make travel fun with them, okay? You can also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
In a few weeks, Robert and I leave for America's 49th state, and later this year in September and October, we're going to be back in America's 50th state. Off to that show hotline we go again today as we reconnect with Sherry Minor, CEO of the Hawaii Chamber of Commerce.
Sherry, welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me again.
Well,
appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Always a pleasure.
Well, same on this end as well. So, you know, Mary and I, we are looking forward to getting back to Hawaii in late September for 2 weeks. We're going to broadcast this show from Maui on October 4th, and I think this trip will be around our 10th time to the Hawaiian Islands. You know, we made a commitment 5 years ago, I don't know if you knew this, to bring the program to Maui for 5 consecutive years, and we will fulfill that this year. You know, to really help the island as it recovered from the pandemic and then the devastating wildfires. Certainly this audience knows we love Maui. The island of Hawaii is without question the place that, you know, we go to experience true Hawaii. We've enjoyed various travels there. Kauai is beautiful, great memories there. Oahu and Honolulu is probably the epicenter, if you will. How's travel and tourism doing these days in Hawaii, Sherry?
Well, you know, it's doing okay. You know, Hawaii is welcoming visitors from around the world, but you know, in during this uncertain times, it has made an impact, but we will continue to push forward and ensure that people all over the world know that Hawaii is here to welcome our visitors and to experience that aloha spirit.
Okay, well, thank you for your candidness there. So on this note, in terms of tourism and all of that, last month your governor signed Senate Bill 1571 designed to overhaul the Hawaii Tourism Authority. Last week, all 12 members of the current HTA board resigned at the governor's request. This is going to pave the way for really a reset and a move to more of an advisory committee. Now, I understand you have a very different role as the CEO of Hawaii's Chamber of Commerce, and your role is really functioning of the businesses and all that, but the businesses and tourism certainly go hand in hand. How do you see things developing, and will it benefit travelers, do you think?
Well, HTA has definitely gone through its challenges, and it also came at a time where our economy was also going through some challenges with the Maui wildfire, prior to that, the pandemic, etc. With that said, yes, it's definitely a shift. And a pivot in what it used to be. But with anything, having a reset or a fresh start, hopefully we can rebuild the confidence in HTA and lay out a good framework or groundwork to rebuild HTA so that it can continue its role to market or brand Hawaii.
Well, let's talk a little bit from this direction. So I was the chairman of our local Chamber of Commerce for several years, and I think we all have a civic duty to get involved in our communities when we can. The Hawaii Chamber of Commerce is celebrating its 175th anniversary in 2025. So, Sherry, can you talk about some of the positive impacts it's had on the island, your business community, and ways it's improved travel experiences?
Yeah, so like you said, we are celebrating our 175th anniversary. We are the second oldest chamber west of the Rockies, and we have such rich history starting from the day the organization was formed. It was very community-driven. In fact, the chamber started many organizations, including the Blood Bank, Mental Health America, Hawaii Chapter, Retail Merchants, and Hawaii Visitors Convention Bureau. So when we look at the history of the chamber, the founders and subsequently the members and the boards, they helped pave the path because they recognized tourism as an economic driver and invested in this industry and continued to build it. And today we continue to support our many members, our 2,000 plus members, many of them who are directly connected with the tourism industry, but even indirectly, as they say, the dollar goes a long way, just because it doesn't happen right in the heart of a business not in the heart of Waikiki or, you know, heart of Maui or the heart of center on Hawaii Island, or Kauai, Molokai, you name it.
Well, listen, it's a major accomplishment, and congratulations on that this year as you celebrate. We'll look forward to being a part of that later in the year. So, you know, as the nation gears up for our 250th celebration now, what's a reason you say travelers should come celebrate America in Hawaii in 2026?
Well, America is all about the diversity, right? The melting pot. There's so many stories of how local businesses and people have come from all over the world to find that freedom for commerce and to start a life and et cetera. And Hawaii, I believe, is the epitome of all of that because we are a melting pot. We have this diversity. We have, you know, different foods and different types of businesses.
You absolutely do. Yeah. You absolutely do.
And what's unique is that we have the aloha spirit, as many say. And once you get off that plane, the air, it just brings you to a whole different level.
You do have the aloha spirit. Yeah. I want to give the website, folks. cochawaii.org is the website that you can actually go and plan your own travels. Sherry, nice reconnecting with you today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Take care.
Bye.
All right, Mary, well, there's the report today from Hawaii and Sherry, the aloha spirit for sure. So looking forward to getting back there in about 12 weeks. I can feel myself relaxing right now just thinking about it. All right, well, I'll think about that over the next couple of minutes while we go to this top of the hour break. That's going to wrap hour one of the program for today. The next 60 minutes, about 7 minutes away. The Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and Museum Gallery are all still ahead. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.